end of this song. So what did you come for?
I came to dance with you.
Wrong.
It's a romance with you.
For love, for
and I'll
more.
Take a chance if love is here on the floor.
Yeah. Hey, it's me.
Yeah. Come on, baby.
For the 80s, 90s, and more, WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
Sweetest.
1057 CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
I want you to want me.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
That's kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
Enjoy your favorite holiday music all season long on 105.7 CFW thanks to the Cremation Society of Wisconsin. Visit cremationsociety-wi.com.
CFW.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls will talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Christmas.
Happy holidays from all of us at 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
CFW.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. And have some fun.
Tonight, tonight, tonight.
cheering on the green and gold all season long. 105.7 CFW.
Stop me up, I'll never stop.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has extended the public notice period for their broad incidental take notice on cave bats. According to a press release, the agency will now accept public comments on the notice through January 15th. The incidental take notice is related to the growing number of wind turbines throughout the state, which could put the rare bats at risk. DNR officials say the authorization includes conservation measures that have been shown to minimize the impact of wind turbines on cave bats. Just one day following the school shooting in Madison, the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence released their annual gun law scorecard. The annual report grades each state on the strength of its gun laws, and Wisconsin received a C grade in this year's scorecard. According to their 50-state analysis, states with stronger gun laws have lower gun death rates. In the report's rankings, Wisconsin finished 22nd in gun law strength out of 50 states and 35th in gun death rate, with nearly 13 gun deaths per 100,000 residents. An Eau Claire woman charged with killing a 79-year-old Altoona man in 2022 has agreed to a plea deal. 57-year-old Tracy Clark was charged with first-degree intentional homicide, domestic abuse assessments, and hiding a corpse after Dennis Shaddy's body was found in Rockford, Illinois in April of 2022. The charges included an increased penalty for involving an elder person victim and as a repeat offender. The plea and sentencing hearing are scheduled for January 10th. A Rockford man was also charged in relation to the homicide. A Dallas man has been charged with making terrorist threats directed at the Rice Lake Veterans Administration Center. According to court documents, 39-year-old Jonathan B. West was officially charged with a felony count and misdemeanors on Monday in Barron County Circuit Court. He's accused of calling the Veterans Administration Center in Rice Lake on Friday and threatening to shoot staff members. Officials from the Rice Lake VA clinic also accused him of making similar threatening calls to the Minneapolis VA office and the Shakopee VA office. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
We have a winter storm warning today for big snow. We could end up with 5 to 9 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down late tonight. And the wind is going to be an issue too, gusting to 25 to 30 through the day and into the night. That'll create some blowing snow. High today, 25. Tomorrow, conditions improve, sunshine, 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19. CFW. We'll be right back.
7 CFW.
Just believe. to pray, but I'm sorry I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love.
Five seven CFW.